Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is so red hot for the Messiah. It's contagious. I'll tell you what, her enthusiasm and love for the Lord and the glory that is on her, it's contagious. It's going to jump on you. I promise you. Now, Cindy, you said something, and my guest is Dr. Cindy Trim. Cindy, you said something on yesterday's broadcast about commanding light. I hadn't really heard that before. I want you to explain exactly what you mean by that, and perhaps tell me about a friend of yours that was diagnosed with a problem with her teeth. And what she did about that.
Okay. Well, several things. In the book of Genesis, we see that the Bible says that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, to me, darkness is not only the absence of light, it's the absence of God, it's the absence of insight, it's the absence of vision, it's the absence of revelation. And many times people walk around in darkness. They don't have an idea of who they are, that they are God's representatives created in the image and in the nature of God. A lot of people don't know that we are God's representatives here in the earth realm, and that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. In other words, whatever we allow, heaven allows. Whatever we disallow, heaven disallows. Whatever we say yes to, heaven says yes to. And a lot of people don't realize the power of the spoken word. Everybody wants to be in the know. Nobody wants to be left out feeling like they don't know something that is very, very important. And what is important to understand is that even as God has created us in his image and after his likeness, God is a speaking being, and he made us a speaking being. And he framed the world by his words. And a frame, when you frame a picture, you add value to that picture. Or you could frame it with an ugly frame and you can devalue. And our words either add value to our lives or it devalues our lives. And the first thing that God did in Genesis chapter 1 was that he spoke, "Let there be light." And there was light. Light eliminates ignorance. Light opens up our eyes. Light exposes things that already exist that the darkness hides. And a lot of times we are walking around in ignorance. And walking around in ignorance is like walking in darkness. And when you're able to say, "Let there be light," I believe that God brings insight. And I'll give you an example. I was counseling a woman, and she kept saying, "Well, I don't know how to pay my bills, and this and that and the other, and I never have enough money." And I cautioned her, "Be careful what you are speaking over your life. Change what you are saying." And she said, "Well, I've always been this way. My family was this way, and my life has always been this way." And it took me a while to coach her and counsel her to let her know that could things be the way they are because you are the way you are. And what one thing that you can change that can change everything? You could change your thought life and you could change your words. And I told her, take commending your morning, begin to speak it over your life, do this for 30 days. And then when you have problems and challenges, financial challenges, just say, "Let there be light." When you have challenges in your relationship, "Let there be light." And a couple of weeks later, she came. When I first met her, she was depressed. couple of weeks later, she came. She was so excited. She said, you know, I never had money to pay my bills. And then I began to use the Commending Your Morning, the declaration starting from page 20. And I did this every single day. And I played the CD. And she came back. She said, I'm the happiest person. And guess what? My finances are turning around. God gave me insight. He gave me a strategy. I am using the strategy. And my life, I haven't been as happy as this ever in my life. Let there be light. God will give you insight. Let there be light. He will give you wisdom. And many times the tools are already there, but we don't see it because we are blinded by circumstances.
Get ready for a life-changing experience with God as Cindy Trim. Command Your Morning. Let's listen.
People don't know what is happening within their lives. They have come to believe that life is a mystery that cannot be solved. Some have come to believe that success and prosperity is destined for everyone else except them. Many people feel powerless and victimized by the events of their lives that spiral out of control. Others experience short seasons of success and prosperity and despairingly long seasons of trials and tribulations and setbacks and lack. Their lives are governed by success undermining mantras such as stuff happens, life is unpredictable. If things are going to go wrong, it will go wrong at the wrong time and it will happen to me. All things must come to an end. If it is not one thing, it's another. And of course, this is as good as it gets. These are self-fulfilling prophecies. They're self-defeating and they're self-fulfilling prophecies that will come to pass if you allow them to take root in your mind. This is why 2 Corinthians was written, chapter 10, verse 5, allowing us to understand that we need to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. These are imaginations, images that are coming from another nation. You speak in words, but you think in pictures. And so your mind pictures it. And whatever you behold, whatever you view, whatever you see, that's what you become and that's what you have. They are imaginations that lie. They exalt themselves above the will of God of your life. And if you are a believer, life does not have to be a mystery. You can take control over your life and your life's experience, and you can experience divine success and prosperity. The Bible indicates that we live in the best of two worlds. And that upon salvation, you are trans-new migrated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. This is a kingdom that opens to you unlimited doors of opportunities, which enable you to discover your purpose, to maximize your potential, and to experience your abundance. Jesus spake many parables so that his disciples could conceptualize how powerful this kingdom really was and to live successfully in it.
Cindy, you have had the Lord at times open your eyes to the invisible realm. You've seen angels. You've even been supernaturally protected from death. Tell me about one time.
Yes, I was preaching in a nation, and I understand that this is not just an understanding, but I was standing on the stage to preach. And it was thousands of people. And as we were worshiping the Lord, we couldn't bring the people in from worship. The worship went on and on. And so finally, the bishop stood up and said, you know, Cindy is ready to preach. And when I stood up again, the people went, you know, the congregation praised God. And this happened several times. And so finally, when I look back, there were these men that rushed on the stage with broken bottles, with machetes and ice picks, and God supernaturally protected my life and protected those that were on the stage from being literally chopped to death. That was one. Another time, there were six assassins that were sent to the service, and again, there was high praise. And a lot of people don't recognize praise is not just there for us to feel good. Praise is our weapon. And as we praise God, God is able to supernaturally build firewalls and prayer shields around us. And I believe that this is the time when we should not just be praying, we should be praising God, because this is our weapon. And we see this with Jehoshaphat, where the military had raised up against Jehoshaphat in the book of 1 Chronicles. And the Bible indicated that the weapon, the secret weapon that God gave them, was to praise him. And God set up an ambush because of the praise. And I believe that in our houses, we should set an atmosphere of worship. We should set an atmosphere of praise. We should be trained in praying. A lot of people believe that praying is just for religious reasons. But we should pray, and we should learn the art of praying and learn vocabulary for praying. And this is what commanding your morning. Commanding your morning is one strategy for warding off the enemy.
Can you picture taking your two CDs, Commanding Your Morning, of course, reading and speaking out loud the anointed prayers you have in your hardback book, but can you picture playing those CDs 24/7 in your home? What a difference in the atmosphere. It would be like going from 90 degrees heat into air conditioning.
Absolutely. Everything in the universe operates through frequencies. Everything has frequencies. And when we speak on a frequency. And whether we see it or not, we are altering the atmosphere. We are altering things around us. And everything is altered by sound waves. Everything.
Oh, well, we're going to change the sound waves in your home right now. We want you to get this wonderful hardback book, Commanding Your Morning, and the two CDs by Dr. Cindy Trim, Commanding Your Morning, available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.